you. It's on page 971 in the Church Bibles. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way as you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Amen.
Thank you. Again, church, good morning. Whom do you trust? Don't you trust your wife, your husband? Oh. You trust God and Jesus first. So who is the other earthly human being whom you trust? Your wife? My husband? Children? Loved ones? Your mom? Pardon? So, children will say we'll trust our parents. Because when they ask for anything, it's done. I'll come to that later. When you knock at the door and come even at midnight, come into your parents' house, when they knock, who is it? Oh, Sarah, mom, you know, I just got late at the first Voyager Park. They'll come and open for you. And if you are seeking, you still find. But you've got to keep on seeking. The text that we read this morning has encouraged me to put that as my theme. Is it on the... Right. My theme is keep going, never give up. Surely if you are driving a car and you get to that situation there. I remember sometime in New Haven when trying to find out, when we're still new, we're visiting one of the parishioners and we got a similar place like this. And I was concentrating on the steering wheel. Before I even knew what was around me, my wife and my daughter were all over me. So I said to them, now, if you all come on over me, how am I going to control the car? It was exactly a similar situation. But I never gave up because the Lord was on my side. I kept on going. So that's my encouragement this morning. In our reading today, we find Jesus teaching his disciples. Maybe you could have observed some sort of disgruntlement. Maybe someone saying, oh, this fellow made me to leave all my fishing business. Now I'm going to do this. So he was teaching them to have focus. When you're asking, be focused. Be a person who focuses. From the reading that we have read today, I don't want to go over all of it, or like verse 1, do not judge, all that stuff. Why look at the dust in your brother's? I'm not going to deal with that. I'm going to deal with verse 7. This verse is stuck in my head, right through my life, even during my secondary school days. That verse, when I was preached by that scripture, a hidden person, up to now, even if I'm in the middle of my dream, Gilson, what is your memory verse? That verse jumps in my mind. Ask, seek, and knock. But there's a bit that I want also to explain, like Jesus did on that day, where we sometimes miss it. So, the first thing that we miss is this. When we are asking, how do we ask? Do we have faith? Do we have faith in asking? When we're asking for something. Or we just do it for the sake of because I've got to ask. Can someone open the Bible to Mark 11 verse 24? And we hear what the Bible says. Mark 11 verse 24. Anyone who is there? Yep. That's God's promise. When you ask for something, even though it's not yet on your plate or not yet where you want it, have faith that is going to be done. But also another thing is be specific. Okay? I was intrigued when Mike was explaining about their marriage anniversary with Barbara. There's something that came on about marriage also in my little story here. One other thing, guys, ladies and gentlemen, when we are asking, focus. The second thing, be polite. That is very important. Are you polite before God as you're asking? Right. The specific issue, if we go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 11, we hear of that story as Jesus was explaining. Who of you men, if your son asks for bread, will give him a snake? That's a specific request. If a child says, I want bread, you will give them bread. Okay? So, we must be specific. Right, listen this story about this little girl. The little girl said to her mom, Mother, you told me that if I'm asking something specific to God, I must say what type of a husband I want. So the type of a husband I want, when I want to get married, I want a husband who is like daddy. So the mother said to the little girl, Daughter, you don't know what you are asking for. I don't want you to go through what I've gone through. You remember Michael when he was saying it's a sentence? So the mother said, I don't want you to go through what I have gone through. Your dad is now a finished product. But what I went through, I don't wish that for you.
Amen.
Then the little girl said, There, mom, you are right. My request to God is specific. I want a finished product of a husband. Because the mother has suffered through the marriage. Now they've been married for 57 years. Daddy is a perfect product. So wouldn't that be a perfect present for a daughter who is getting married? To get a perfect husband. Yes? So with that in mind, God wants us to be people who are specific and people who are focused, people who have faith. But also, what are our motives when we ask? Can someone open the Bible to James 4, verse 2 and 3? I'm interested in the 3 bit of it. Anyone who gets to James first, please bring it to us. Then I can illustrate on that one. Two and three. Yes.
You lust and you do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures.
Right. In the NIV, it says motives. Right. What are your motives when you're asking? Is it greediness? Or is it for the sake of asking? Because it says in the Bible, ask and it will be given unto you. If you're asking because of greediness, I think that's wrong. So when you're not getting it, you think, oh, God is not answering my prayer. Go back to scripture. What is your motive is you are asking. Thank you. That's the right word. When there is a need. And God knows what's in your heart anyway. If you've got no food, truly speaking, if you don't have food, you'll die. If you've got no roof over your head, you might not die. You can be one of the street person, but you need accommodation. Cars are luxury, ladies and gentlemen. We can walk. That's why there's so much illnesses among us, because we no longer walk. In the olden days, people used to walk. That's a bit of exercising. Right now, my wife goes for this keep fit thing. They say they give a thing to measure how long she has walked. Surely, in those olden days, you didn't need something to measure that you have walked. You'd just walk. It's natural. Where I come from, they go church, they walk, they go school, they walk. Everywhere they go, they walk, unless if it's a long distance. I went to school. I used to walk 6 miles a day. Three that way, three back, without even complaining. If you have got shoes in your leg, that's a privilege. I used to type with my bare skin going to school. And it didn't bother me, but it kept me fit. I was accepting that situation. Ask, and it will be given unto you if you've got faith. And also, if you are asking for need. The next thing, seek. There's that quote there from Michael Wickens. Says that seek links one's prayer with responsible activity in pursuing God's will, as when a person prays for a job and at the same time checks out leads. Wow. You know, when someone is looking for a job, they surf the internet. They don't sleep until they find the job they want. CVs are being done. Telephones are being answered. Letters are being written. Pursuing for the job. Is that what we do when we are seeking for the kingdom of God? The way we are looking for the jobs, going on our internet and writing letters and answering phones. Is that the way we do when we seek the Lord? The point I want to bring to you, that the seeking we always think of is about personal things. But Jesus has given a warning in Matthew 6 verse 33. We always sing this when we are collecting our offerings. But does it dawn in our minds what it means? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Someone can finish that for me. And then? I want that bit. Well done, Jenia. Come again. That was Jesus. It was written there. I suspect the guys who were around Jesus had other thoughts, and Jesus saw it. This morning also, if you thought the seeking that is mentioned here is about your personal things, forget it, mate. 6:33 says, seek ye first. And all these other things shall be added unto you. The word of God doesn't lie. That's the truth. When you've got Jesus on your side, Jesus is the Jesus of prosperity. Jesus is the Jesus of marriage. Jesus is the Jesus of jobs. Jesus is the Jesus of houses. He's the Jesus of everything. But all he wants is, have you accepted me as your friend? Have you accepted me as your Lord? Then all these other things, I'll give you a kickback. Not the corruption kickback, but the one open and direct, because I've declared I am your Lord. Accept me as your Savior. And the righteousness of God is with you. Yes? What about Isaiah? What does Isaiah say? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. I don't worry about the next bit, but that bit. Seek ye the Lord first. I go back to Matthew again, and all these things shall be added unto you. Surely speaking, if you don't have any relationship with Jesus, how do you expect him to answer your prayers? When I first met Jenia, it was, she was just a girl that I've seen. But there's something I wanted to ask from her. I asked for marriage, and she accepted. I would have just gone to Jenia and said, let's have children together. No, I've got to have a relationship with her. After having a relationship with her, now God blessed us with 4 children. You've got to have a relationship first. If there's no relationship, surely you can't ask me something. I'm not related to you. There's nothing between you and me. So you've got to have a relationship first. That is very important. Right. As we continue, I just want to bring this to you as well. Jeremiah 29:13 is actually talking about seeking the same God. We need to seek God with our hearts. When you are seeking someone, when you say to someone, I love you, it's coming from here. Even the Lord, when we are seeking the Lord, we must actually show that we love the Lord. According to the Old and New Testament, seeking God means setting our mind and hearts on God. I'm reminded with David. God said to David, hey, fella, your hands are full of blood. You can't build a temple for me. No. And David accepted it. But your son will do it. So when David was speaking to the leaders of the Israelites and the migrants who were in Israel, he said, please help my son. Focus your hearts on the Lord. So this is what I'm saying this morning. Seek the Lord and focus your thoughts on him. Even when you go to the New Testament as well, we are told to set our minds on heavenly things. Not on earthly things. Heavenly things. That is setting our minds on God. I said at the beginning, we need to focus on God. Are you focusing on God this morning? Ask your neighbor if they are focusing on God. Say, are you focusing on God this morning? Are you focusing on God this morning? True. If you are focusing on God this morning, everything will go according to plan because that's his will. God knows what you are thinking right now. If you are saying, oh, this preacher, there we go again. God knows what you are saying, but I don't know. But listen to this. When you knock, he told the people in Revelation that when you knock and when the door is opened, no one can shut it. That is if you've got Jesus on your side. You're always seeking God's mind and heart. When you knock at doors, they will be opened. Talking about knocking, I'm reminded of a story in New Haven when we were doing our pastoral visits. I'm just about to finish. When we were visiting one day, one of our parishioners was now homebound. But this lady, without fail, she didn't stop tithing to the church. Every month, and she could send an envelope with her daughter to come and drop in the church coffers. On that morning, I phoned her, my pastoral rose, and I was the last person to speak to her. As I finished speaking to her, she put the phone down and she dropped. Later on in the day, I'd asked my two daughters to accompany me because Jania was not there. I always do pastoral visits with someone with me unless if circumstances don't allow me. My daughters said, no, Dad, we can't go with you. Wait for Mom. It was the whole day, around 5-ish, Jania picked up at home. We quickly went to the house of the lady. We knocked on the door. No reply. She was one person who wouldn't come out of the house because she was housebound. They'd converted her kitchen as her living room and everything. So we knocked again. No reply. So when you knock on the door, what do you do next? You want to investigate why there's no reply. So I left to go across the street to alert the neighbors. Because, you know, in the community around New Haven, when you walk around like myself, right? I'm different from some of you in this church. Am I right? Yeah. The true word is I'm a black man. Yeah? Okay? So the community that I was exclusively white. Imagine coming from a house where there is something suspicious. What would the community do? You are the first suspect. So that's why I had to go across the street to alert them that something is amiss there. As I was walking across, Jania investigated through the window and saw the lady lying on the floor with a piece of bread in front of her. When we saw that, that reminded me I was the last person to speak to her. So she fell after that. So we alerted the paramedics. So they came. They're the ones who said, Gilson, the lad has died. Because I cannot confirm someone has died. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a GP. But they said to me, the Lord has died. But the point I'm trying to make here is, when you are knocking, you expect to get a result. Okay? So, when you knock, God will answer your knocks. And when he opens those doors, no one can shut them. And when God shuts one door, he opens another one. As Jesus spoke to his disciples, he said, ask, seek, and knock. I want to leave this word with you. Instead of asking, sack, S-A-K, I'm changing the English language now. Sack, sack the devil and be closer to the Lord. And all these others will be added unto you. Sack, seek he, A, ask, K, knock. So put that together. Sack, kick the devil, and the Lord will answer your prayers. Isn't that great? Those are my few words this morning. Sack the devil. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to glorify your name because you alone are God. Father, thank you for the words your son taught his disciples and those around him on that day. They learned one or two things. Even ourselves also today, we've learned something. It's not seeking about our personal positions or personal glories, but it's seeking the glory of God. Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of heaven is near you. Yes, it is near you if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. This morning, remember what Jesus said. Come to me, all those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Are you prepared to receive that rest? Are you prepared to have doors opened in your life? Are you prepared to ask, and it shall be done according to how you have asked? Thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.